听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. Right now, the 2010 World Cup Games are underway in South Africa. Are you following any of the matches? If the last World Cup Games in Germany was any indication, this football tournament will be the most watched sporting event in the world. Now, any international event this size is going to have a mascot. The World Cup mascot's name is Zakumi, and I believe his 16th birthday is coming up tomorrow. Let's learn more about Zakumi as we kick off today's lesson on page 31.
The 2010 FIFA World Cup. This year's mascot, Zakumi. One charismatic character will be cheering at all the major matches, Zakumi, the leopard. As this year's World Cup mascot, he symbolizes both his country and his continent. And his green hair, which helps him blend in on a soccer field, is fitting of his favorite sport. Zakumi combines ZA, South Africa's international abbreviation, and Kumi, the word for 10 in several African languages. So his name is appropriate for both the location and the year. And more importantly, Zakumi was born in 1994, the year apartheid ended in his country.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us on our second day of this month's sports article. Now, yesterday, we began by talking about the 2010 FIFA World Cup. And we learned that it is soccer's largest sporting event in the world, and it takes place once every 4 years. We also learned that now that the competition has started, there are 32 teams who are trying to qualify to become the champion of the 2010 World Cup. But today we want to focus on the mascot of the World Cup. His name happens to be Zakumi.
Right, and if we're talking about a mascot, then we're talking about a character that has been created probably for some kind of sporting event. Often a sporting event or a sports team will have some kind of character, maybe someone dressed up as a certain animal who helps the fans get interested and excited about what's happening in the game. So here we meet Zakumi. And our article calls him one charismatic character. Now, what does it mean if he is a charismatic character, Chelsea?
Well, that just means that he kind of has a certain power to attract and maybe even influence people. He's very charming, and often good leaders are charismatic. So it's a nice adjective to use to describe this mascot. And this charismatic character will be cheering at all the major matches. And remember, a match is a soccer game. And his name is Zakumi. And Zakumi is what type of animal, Chip?
Well, Zakumi is a leopard. And you might know that a leopard is a very large cat animal that's found all over Africa. And this cat, or this leopard, has spots. And usually, the leopard's spots help the animal blend in so that you can't very easily see the leopard when they're in the wilderness. So this year's mascot, Zakumi, is a leopard.
And maybe you're already starting to figure out how he represents South Africa. He symbolizes both his country and his continent. Of course, his continent being Africa and his country being South Africa. And he's kind of an interesting looking mascot. He has green hair. Now, I've never seen a real leopard that has green hair, but Zukumi does. And that green hair helps him blend in on a soccer field. Now, you might know that many animals are able to blend into their surroundings. That means they're able to fit in without being seen. And so the same is true for this special leopard, Zukumi. He can blend or fit right in on the soccer field.
Okay, and that is fitting or appropriate for his favorite sport. It's fitting of his favorite sport, soccer. Well, Zukumi, the name Zukumi, combines two things. It combines ZA, which is South Africa's international abbreviation, and an abbreviation is a shortened form of the word, and it also combines Kumi, which is the word for the number 10 in several African languages.
So when you put that together, you get Zukumi, who is, of course, this year's special mascot for the World Cup. So our text goes on to say that his name is appropriate not only for his country and for his continent, but for the year as well. So it's appropriate for both the location and the year. And more importantly, Zukumi was born in 1994. Now, Chip, I see that the word born here is in quotation marks. Does that mean that this character was actually started in 1994?
Well, not exactly. He is a new character that was created for this particular World Cup. But just as they gave him a name, they also gave this character a birthday, or at least a birth year. And that year is 1994. Which is the year that apartheid ended in his country. Now, Chelsea, help us understand what apartheid is.
Well, apartheid is something that took place in South Africa over many, many years. It was an official government system or a government policy that allowed for racial separation. Now, what ended up happening in this is that many of the black people who live in South Africa were treated very poorly, even though they represented the majority of the population. And the white people in South Africa were the ones who were treated fairly and who had opportunities and who were treated well. So apartheid finally ended in 1994. It was a large celebration and a victory for the country of South Africa. And so Zukumi represents that year that this apartheid ended.
Okay, so it kind of sounds like Zukumi also maybe symbolizes a fresh start for South Africa. So he is definitely an appropriate mascot for this year's World Cup. And if he's appropriate, then that means he fits. He fits a certain time and place. He fits the occasion very well. Well, we're going to take a break, but before we go, let's visit the chat room, and then we'll be back.
Hey, Ken, you asked me about the term face-off yesterday. But I can't remember how many teams are facing off at the World Cup.
Oh, that would be 32.
Wow. So 32 countries are represented at the World Cup in South Africa?
That's what the article says. Hey, Ashley, the article uses both country and nation. Do those words mean the same thing?
In conversation, we use country, nation, and state interchangeably. But strictly speaking, there is a difference between the terms.
Did you say state as in California, Texas?
No, I mean state written with a capital S. A state is a self-governing political body. The term state can be used interchangeably with country.
So it's more about politics.
That's right.
What about a nation?
A nation is a group of people that share a common culture and language. And there's also a nation state, and that is when a nation of people have a state or country of their own.
So a nation state is a nation that has the same borders as a state.
You got it.
Are there any states that have more than a nation?
Sure. Canada is one. It has an English-speaking nation as well as a French-speaking nation. So the state has two official languages, English and French.
Oh, how interesting.
Well, I should let you get back to your reading. Thanks for answering my questions for a change.
Sure, no problem. 国家英文叫做 country, 也可以叫做 nation, 这两个字在口语上并没有什么差别。但是严格的讲 ,country 比较是指土地、领土。而 nation 强调的是民族或人民。state 除了指州也可以是国家。尤其是政治学和国际法当中所提到的国家，这是一个比较正式的用语。那如果一个单一的民族成立了一个国家，那就是一般所谓的 nation state, 民族国家。但是也有些国家包含不止一个民族，就像加拿大就是有两个民族，使用英语的民族跟使用法语的民族。好，我们休息一下，稍后还有更精彩的空中英语教室。
Welcome back from the break, everybody. Now, the word mascot is related to the word sorcerer and witch, two kinds of people that work with magic. This makes sense because not only is a mascot believed to bring good luck, a sports team's mascot is expected to dance around and work his magic to help his team win. Okay, getting back to the mascot Zakumi, it really is his birthday tomorrow, so happy 16th birthday to you, Zakumi. Right now, let's focus on the country of South Africa. We'll pick up the reading over on page 32.
The 2010 FIFA World Cup. A proud moment for South Africa. South Africa proudly claims the privilege of being the first African country to host the World Cup. Chosen by FIFA in 2004, South Africa is hosting matches at 10 stadiums in 9 different cities. These venues range from Cape Town in the southwest to Polokwane, over 1,500 kilometers to the northeast. Since its first multiracial elections in 1994, South Africa has taken huge strides toward equality for everyone. It's hard to imagine a more appropriate place to bring together the world's races for their favorite sporting event.
Welcome back. We are here talking not only about the World Cup, but about the special mascot who represents not only his country and continent, but also the end of apartheid. So it's a very special mascot. It's a very special soccer tournament, and it is certainly a proud moment for South Africa to host the 2010 World Cup. And that's because South Africa proudly claims the privilege of being the first African country ever to host the World Cup.
And that is quite a privilege. That is quite an honor. And when we're talking about a privilege, we're talking about an opportunity of honor or an opportunity to do something special. So we might also say that just as South Africa has the privilege of hosting the World Cup, 32 teams have the privilege of playing in the World Cup.
Yes, what a privilege for both South Africa and all of the teams competing in the World Cup. Now, South Africa was chosen by FIFA all the way back in 2004 to host this year's tournament. Now, remember, FIFA is the organization that oversees the World Cup, and they obviously plan very far in advance for the World Cup, since it is an event that only takes place every 4 years. So, this year, of course, is in South Africa, and South Africa is a fairly large country, and so they will be hosting matches at 10 different stadiums in 9 different cities. Now, it sounds like this tournament is going to be a bit spread out. It's not like some other sport tournaments or the Olympics that are just in one city.
Right, yeah. These venues or these places where the matches will take place are spread out all over the country. 9 different cities and 10 different stadiums. So there are a lot of games that need to be played in the next weeks, in the days ahead.
Now, these venues range from Cape Town, which is a large city in the southwest, all the way to Polokwane, which is another city that is quite far away. In fact, it is over 1,500 kilometers to the northeast. Well, we have some more information to share with you right now, so enjoy what we have to teach you.
People who can't travel to South Africa may still be able to feel as if they're watching the matches in person. For the first time in history, matches will be broadcast in 3D. And if anyone misses the action as it unfolds this month, they're in luck. After the tournament ends, Sony Pictures Entertainment plans to use the recorded 3D footage to produce a feature film.
Okay, very interesting. Well, our article goes on to comment on its South Africa's first multiracial elections, which were in 1994. Now, if they were multiracial, then that means they included multiple races of people or multiple colors. So here, as we saw earlier, that apartheid ended in 1994, and I believe that here we have the first multiracial elections in 1994, which marked the end of apartheid in South Africa.
Right, that would make sense. The year they ended apartheid, they opened up their elections for everyone to vote. It was a more fair system at that point. So that was good news for South Africa. And since 1994, South Africa has taken huge strides toward equality for everyone. Now, if you take a stride, that means you're taking a large step. Now, oftentimes, people who are tall have a longer stride than people who are short. It's just the distance of your steps. But in this case, we're talking about something a little bit more specific. We're talking about the fact that South Africa has taken many large steps to make their situation better, to further develop, and to further become a country that represents equality.
Yeah, just as you can use this word stride when you're talking about actually walking forward, you can also use this word stride when you're talking about moving toward a goal. So here they have been moving toward equality, and they have made some huge steps or some huge strides toward that. Now, it's hard to imagine a more appropriate place to bring together the world's races for their favorite sporting event.
I have to absolutely agree with that. South Africa seems like the perfect place to host this 2010 World Cup. Just seeing what they've overcome. And I have to say, I've been to South Africa. In fact, I've spent a few weeks in Cape Town. And not only is it an appropriate place for the World Cup, but I think it's also a very beautiful city to hold the World Cup in.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Did you see some people playing soccer while you were there?
I did. You know, soccer is a very large and popular sport, not only in South Africa, but also throughout the continent of Africa. We talked last month about the fact how even though Africa is in poverty and that a lot of people don't have much, soccer is a sport that they can all enjoy because all it takes is a ball to play. So many people all over Africa love to play soccer.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, I am pretty excited about watching this year's World Cup matches. I know this is the world's favorite sport, and these are some games that I have never seen before. So we have some of the world's greatest national soccer teams coming together and competing for the most well-known award in the game of soccer. Well, that's all we have for today, but before we go, let's watch today's skit.
What a great game.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look. There he is.
look. What is that?
It's Zakumi. It's the World Cup mascot.
Mascot?
Yes. He symbolizes his country and his continent.
It looks like a leopard with green hair.
Yes. He blends in on the soccer field. Soccer is his favorite sport. Go, Zakumi, go!
What kind of name is Zakumi?
The Za is for South Africa.
And the Kumi?
It's the word for 10 in several African languages.
Oh, so Zakumi is the place and the year. That's very clever.
Yes, it is. And he was born in 1994.
That's the year apartheid ended.
Right. And it's the year South Africa had its first multiracial elections. Since then, South Africa has taken huge strides toward equality for everyone.
South Africa is the perfect place for the World Cup. I can't imagine a better place to watch the games.
How about right here in my living room?
True! This is also a great place to watch the games.
Look! Zakumi is cheering! The soccer game is starting!
Yay!
Yeah!
Go, team, go!
Go!
Woo!
Go, Zakumi!
Go!
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 charismatic 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 charisma, C-H-A-R-I-S-M-A,魅力或者是非凡的领导力这个名词，所以 charismatic 是指具有领导力的或者是有领袖魅力的。例如 ,Sam is a charismatic businessman, so his employees are willing to follow his leadership. Sam 是位有非凡领导力的生意人，所以他的职员都愿意跟随他的领导。或者是 Kennedy was a rare and charismatic politician.甘乃迪是难得一见有魅力的政治家。继续我们看的是 privilege 这个名词。privilege 在这里是指殊荣或者是荣幸。例如 ,I have the privilege to work for one of the best producers in the country. 我有这个殊荣能够为国内最厉害的制作人之一工作。或者是 ,It's a great privilege to meet you. 能够认识你是我的荣幸。privilege 也指特权。例如Senior executives enjoy the privilege of having a reserved parking space. 资深主管享有专属停车位的特权。最后我们看的是 stride 这个名词。stride 我们学过是指阔步或者是一大步。在这里呢是指进步或者是进展。例如 ,the company has made strides in developing new products. 这家公司在开发新产品上有很大的进展。或者是 many countries are taking strides to minimize vehicle exhaust. 许多国家在降低汽车废气排气量上有进步。And I know you're making strides in learning English. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
The 2010 FIFA World Cup. This year's mascot, Zakumi.One charismatic character will be cheering at all the major matches, Zakumi, the leopard. As this year's World Cup mascot, he symbolizes both his country and his continent. And his green hair, which helps him blend in on a soccer field, is fitting of his favorite sport. Zakumi combines ZA, South Africa's international abbreviation, and Kumi,the word for 10 in several African languages. So his name is appropriate for both the location and the year. And more importantly, Zakumi was born in 1994, the year apartheid ended in his country. A proud moment for South Africa. South Africa proudly claims the privilege of being the first African country to host the World Cup.Chosen by FIFA in 2004, South Africa is hosting matches at 10 stadiums in 9 different cities. These venues range from Cape Town in the southwest to Polokwane, over 1,500 kilometers to the northeast. Since its first multiracial elections in 1994, South Africa has taken huge strides toward equality for everyone. It's hard to imagine a more appropriate place to bring together the world's races for their favorite sporting event.
Cairo Arrival, Chapter 36.
Each minute dragged on. It's always that way when waiting for something or someone. Dr. Tsai didn't know if he should be thankful or frustrated that he had a watch to tell him how painfully slow things were going. His captors now watched him more closely than before. A rifle of some sort was always pointed at him. His thoughts went to his lovely wife, always there, always supportive, ever the encourager. He thought back to his house in Philadelphia, always ending up in the same spot, his study. A place of learning and discovery, a place of intimacy and warmth, a place of comfort. His pleasant memory was soon interrupted.
Call her again, too long. She cannot be so long. We will hurt you if she is not here soon.
Okay, I'll call her. Please, I don't know why it's taking so long, but please, I'm sure she's coming.
The lead captor grabbed the phone with Jenny's SIM card once again and pressed redial. As soon as the embassy forwarded the call to Barun, the phone was passed to Jenny.
Dad, we are almost there. Are you okay?
Yes, but they are nervous that it's taking you so long.
Sorry, Dad. Let Barun talk to one of the leaders.
Friends, we still have over 3 weeks of football excitement to go, so please pace yourselves. Don't lose too much sleep watching World Cup football on television. Now, here's a bit of football trivia. There are 7 countries which have won the World Cup. Of the 7, 6 teams have won at least once in their home country. Only 1 team has not. Which team is it? Yes, it's the powerful football nation of Brazil. Perhaps they'll be able to do it when they host the World Cup in 2014. Friends, we're out of time. Please come back tomorrow for another lesson right here at Studio Classroom. Until then, bye-bye.